Welcome everyone to the EdTech Minute, where I share practical tech tips that will help you become more efficient and effective as an educator. I'm your host, JP Hale. You can learn more at edtechminute.com or follow me on Twitter at HaleEdTech. In this episode of the EdTech Minute, you will learn about the International Society for Technology and Education Standards for Educators. This session will specifically address the standard named Facilitator. Let's get started. The sixth ISTE standard for educators is Facilitator. Educators facilitate learning with technology to support student achievement of the ISTE standards for students. There are four indicators that serve as examples. First, educators should foster a culture where students take ownership of their learning goals and outcomes in both independent and group settings. This may include creating shared norms or procedures that the class follows. Students have choices in demonstrating their learning. They might include such things as videos, animations, slideshows, documents, or podcasts. Educators empower students and give them voice and choice independently and as a group. The second indicator is educators manage the use of technology and student learning strategies in digital platforms, virtual environments, hands-on makerspaces, or in the field. Examples might include facilitating the use of Google Classroom, Schoology, Canvas, Google Hangouts, or other online tools such as Flipgrid, Padlet, or maybe even Google Sites. Educators might support students creating in makerspaces, including 3D printers, robotic devices, construction materials, etc. And the third indicator is educators create learning opportunities that challenge students to use a design process and computational thinking to innovate or solve problems. These educators might facilitate a project where students solve real problems in their community, like pollution or lack of sidewalks, etc. Other activities might include programming with Little Bits kits or Sphero or Jimmy robots to create solutions to everyday problems. And the fourth indicator is educators model and nurture creativity and creative expression to communicate ideas, knowledge, or connections. Educators try these new things and learn with students. They model how there may be multiple ways to express learning through slideshows, videos, coding, etc. They encourage their students to use their skills and interests to connect to the specific standards they are teaching. In summary, an educator should be a good facilitator. They should encourage students to take ownership of their learning, manage the variety of digital platforms and environments, create opportunities for students to use design thinking and computational thinking, and model creativity. You can learn more at ISTE by going to ISTE.org. Until next time, keep on learning.